This is Source Material. It's episode 2. We're doing another one. We're going to keep doing these for as long as we fucking feel like it. My name, I'm your host, Mar the Shark Watkins, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sir Cuss-a-Lot, Travis Pointer.
AKA the Dragon King, AKA Big T, AKA T Money, AKA Sweet T, AKA Black Merlin, AKA the HNIC.
He's going to do this every week, guys, so just be prepared for that. If you're new to our podcast.
I mean, they got to know who the fuck I am.
I see that. I'm just saying. I'm giving them a heads up that it's going to happen. This is Source Material, where we talk about literally the title, Source Material, for our companion show, or the main show for this, Super Flash Arrow of Tomorrow, which will come back later this year after Comic-Con and in the fall when all of our shows start, so we're not talking about Comic-Con this year. When are these coming out? When are you releasing?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. When are these going out?
They'll be coming out monthly, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, it'll start in a couple months. So you don't know exactly when this will be in relation to when Comic-Con is and all that kind of shit. So don't reference what time anything is happening.
Gotcha. You know what's crazy? I said, never mind. Disregard. That was going to be a very stupid comment because I forget that there's more than one Comic-Con.
Okay.
I was going to say, I was like, you know, I said Comic-Con then in the fall when the shows come back. But then I was like, wait a second, Comic-Con's not in the summer. It's in October. But then I was like, no, the Comic-Con that matters is in the summer. Leave your headphones on. But I'm done.
All right. One more time for real this time.
Yes. This is the real one. We can bang this out. Let's get this done. We can get this done by 10.
3, 2, 1.
Hello there. This is Source Material. I'm your host, Mara the Shark Watkins, and that's my co-host, Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer.
AKA the Dragon King. AKA Big T. AKA T Money, AKA Sweet T, AKA Black Merlin, AKA the HNIC. She won't say it, I will.
He's going to do it every week because I'm not going to every week. I literally cannot remember that.
I remember.
But yeah, this is episode 2. We're going to keep doing these until we feel like not doing it anymore. And that's literally just how it will go. But this is a show to it's a companion show to Super Flash Arrow of Tomorrow. And this will literally be a show about source material for that show. So far, if you joined us last time, we went over issues 0, 1, and 2 for Batwoman, which you can find on the DC Universe. Get us some subscriptions or some plug. Get us the plug.
It would. Anyhow, some sponsorship, that would be wonderful. It's like, yo.
Yeah.
We're going to send people your
give
way.
Us a plug for sponsors.
Give us a little dough. Or at least just let me have the app for free, you know? I'll take that.
Just
give us a few promo codes so we can, you know, just get that shit for free. I'll sell
exactly.
It. You know?
Right. And I'll continue to promote it. And there you go.
It's worth it for you, people, is what I'm saying.
But yeah. So this episode, we're going to keep with the Batwoman theme, and we are going to go into 3, 4, and 5.
Let's do it.
So let's get into it. So if you remember from last episode, or the previous issue in issue 2, Kate went to the boat house.
Yup.
Not the bathhouse.
Yeah, not the bathhouse. That's a completely different house.
Since somebody wouldn't let me forget it.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, it's two completely different places.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know exactly what you were saying. That's why I corrected you.
Yeah. But, you know, so we see Kate. She's drowning, but she's not drowning, but she's also hallucinating. Probably, you know, one of her biggest fears, or not biggest fears, but, you know, things that she's experienced.
Yeah, a little, some trauma's going on. You
know? Yeah. A lot of trauma.
Yeah.
You know, she sees her sister, and it's just, you know, it's just a lot for her.
Yeah, man. Pale face is not okay.
For anybody, but, you know.
Well, we're just talking about her in general. She's just not okay, but, you know. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with her skin, just, you know.
I totally was not saying that either.
I know.
But, yeah, so she's drowning, and she's not drowning at the same time. She sees her sister and kind of realizes that this is bad. This was a really bad decision.
Does she realize it's a bad decision? Because I still think if given the choice, she'd do it again.
I guess.
She seemed like the kind of person who sees this coming and is like, I still got to try.
Like, try, fail, keep failing till you succeed.
Yeah, man.
But this issue, which we do get to, is called Hydrology 3, Gaining Stream. That sounds stupid, I'm not going to lie.
That sounds
But I didn't create it, so I'm not going to pass judgment.
I am. Sounds like you're peeing.
Okay. Yeah.
They should have thought that through.
But they didn't. But, you know, what can you do?
Not a damn thing. But I'm going to make fun of them for it.
She escaped only to be caught by. But anywho, she does escape from the weeping woman, or, you know, the woman in white and all that stuff. She does escape from that just to get caught by Agent Chase.
Yeah, this bitch. Look. It's just, you know, I don't like her, is what I'm saying. I don't like her one bit, Mara.
Well, because she goes OD hard for nothing.
For no reason. For no reason. We'll see that in this episode, too. She does some real fucked up shit. Anyway.
Anywho. You know, so while Agent Chase is, you know, cracking down on Kate, Batwoman, Maggie thinks she's being stood up. And well, she's supposed to have a date.
She is being stood up. There's a reason for it, but she's being stood up.
You know what I meant, though. Like, we'll get further into it with their interaction later and such. But yeah, she is getting stood up, and, you know, but she thinks it's for all different kinds of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kate does get away, and Agent Chase is mad because she's like, we were supposed to take her, and we didn't take her.
We fucking had her, bro. But you didn't have her. You did.
Right. You didn't really, but it's cute that you thought you did.
Exactly.
So then, while Maggie is calling Kate, you know, her cousin picks up the phone and she goes, "Hello, Kate's phone." I don't think I ever thought about the idea that superheroes left their phones at home.
Well, think about
while they're out on the prowl.
You can't really bring your phone with you. What if you drop it?
Touche.
Or, like, what if you, like, get your ass whooped somehow and somebody gets you down, they pick up your phone, like, that's who you are. Secret identity revealed.
I just feel like with all the shit, with all the amount of clothes she has, she could put her phone in something that it won't fall out of.
Or she can just leave that shit at home. Like, very simple solution without needing all the extraness. Just leave that shit at home.
I guess. At least get like a cellular watch so that you can have some kind of communication device.
I mean, she has other communication devices, I'm sure. She just don't need her cell phone.
Well, then you know what she should do? What in the day and age of technology, she should get an iPhone with a dual SIM in it, and then she can have a work phone, hence a work line, and a personal line.
That shit can be traced, Mara. You're missing the point. You got to keep all that separate.
I might be missing the point, but that's just how I'm just going to deal with it.
You got to leave. Just leave the shit at home.
No.
Leave it at home. You don't have to go on Instagram while you out whooping bad guys' asses, all right? It's not necessary.
You serious? If I would have a whole Batwoman account, and I would fucking go live every time, I'd be kicking ass.
It is not necessary for you to have IG stories about your night on patrol. It's not necessary at all.
I'm just picturing it now, just like a picture of like her boots or something like that. And it being like, you know, just out here on the prowl.
Yeah, she redesigned her boots so she got Instagram pictures of it. Yeah.
Or she stands in front of like a window and you see her reflection. The story says, felt cute, will most likely delete later.
Yeah. Sitting on top of a gargoyle or some shit.
Right, like views, like just some dumb shit. Like that's literally how I would do it.
Yeah. Which is why you need to leave that shit at home.
It's also why I would never make it as a superhero.
Thing is, I wouldn't either because, you know, I'm not one to put my life on the line like that. I can be there.
There's that.
I'll be their guy in the chair. You know, I can, you know, I'll be their Cisco or their, you know, their Felicity. At home, be like, you know, yeah, do it like that. Go that way. You know, I ain't going out there. Fuck that.
That'd be cool. I mean, that'd be cool and all, but I don't have great hacking skills, but that'd be great.
Eh.
I'd love me a good work from home position.
Yeah, man. Awesome. You get to hang out in a cool little superhero cave with all the good shit. You can Instagram all you want down there, you know?
Yeah, this is true. Comment down below. Do you think you're made for the superhero life?
I lost you for a second. What'd you say?
I said, let us know in the comments down below. Do you guys think that we are, or you guys are, made for superhero life?
Yeah, tell us. What do you think? What would your position be in the whole superhero dynamic? Would you?
What would your role?
Would you want to be the guy out there or the gal out there doing all the hustling and bustling and the swinging and the thinging?
The jujitsu.
Yeah, man. Or do you? Would you rather be the dude or the lady? You know. That's, you know, mission control. Sitting back, the guy or the gal in the chair, you know? Where's your spot?
Let us know.
I mean, you know, you don't have to be a great hacker because, you know, Iris isn't a great hacker.
But she can do basic things. So, yeah, you're right.
Exactly. So, you know, there's a spot for you. What's your spot?
But anywho, so while we see, so the cousin whose name I swiftly have forgotten too, it's a trend today.
Betty or Bet or whatever the fuck.
Bet, thank you. It's Bet. She answers the phone and she goes, "Hello, Kate's phone," and Maggie instantly just kind of.
Also, let's take a brief moment, and talk about people answering other people's phones.
I knew you were going to find an
issue. I wish the fuck somebody would if I leave my phone at home. Unless I specifically told you, if such and such calls, answer my phone, don't touch my shit.
I get that.
Like, if I got home and found out that she had talked to Maggie, I'd have whooped her ass. Who the fuck told you to answer the phone? Unless, I could be wrong. She may have told her to answer the phone if Maggie called. That's entirely possible. We didn't specifically see her say not to answer the phone, so she may have said to answer the phone.
Do you think she's even mentioned Maggie to Bet yet? Like, have they gotten to that point?
She doesn't seem like the type to tell anybody about a relationship she's going in.
Right. Like, I feel like her and and Maggie could have a whole on full relationship, could be adopting a child and everything, moving in. And I feel like
living together, about to get married and won't nobody know. So yeah.
Right. She would be on some J. Cole level shit. If you don't
reference. No.
So J. Cole, around the time his last album came out, it pretty much came out that him and his wife, who no one also knew that they had already, that they had just upped and got married, had a baby. And it came out a few weeks ago, or a couple weeks ago, or sometime recently, that him and his wife are having another baby. And someone was like, yo, they having another one. We haven't even seen the first one. Like, and I was just like, I don't think I've even seen his wife. Like,
Mara, I have a confession. I've been secretly married for the last 2 years.
I believe that. I would totally believe that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also the type that don't tell nobody shit. So yeah, you're right.
Right. Like I feel like I'd be like that too. I'd be like, yeah, no. That's what I did when I was pregnant for a while with a lot of my friends. I didn't really, like, until I had really announced my pregnancy, I didn't tell anyone I was pregnant. I just showed up places with a belly.
Yet some reason you told me.
Whoever I told in the beginning, it was only because people were like, how come you're not smoking? And I was just like, because it's frowned upon when you're pregnant.
I'd never been around you while smoking. I'd never been around you, period. So, you know.
Yeah, no. Fun fact about our friendship, guys. We've been friends for like 5 years, and we have 3 shows together, have never met physically in person.
It's probably for the best.
Probably. Probably try to murder me or something.
I've been plotting it for years, actually.
Wow. If I ever go missing, guys, you know it was Travis.
It would greatly simplify my life.
But let's get back to the comic, though.
Yeah. Casey just killed Betty. Would greatly simplify her life, too.
But anywho, you know, Bette realizes...
answering her phone no more.
Bette realizes that maybe answering her phone was probably not a good idea.
Nosy.
And all that stuff. But then just as they hang up...
Wait, but also, part of that's on Kate, too. Why was it just out on the table like that? Somewhere. I'm sorry.
Why didn't you turn off your phone?
Yeah, that too. I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
You're just wasting battery for nothing.
Yeah, fucking up. You fucking up, actually.
Like, it wasn't plugged into anything. It's just sitting on a table.
You know what? I take that back. This ain't Bette's fault or Betty's fault. This is Kate's fault, because you should know what kind of cousin you have if you work with her that much. You know you got a nosy-ass cousin. You need to put your shit away. All right, I'm done.
You sure?
Probably not, but go ahead.
So it's just like as Murphy's Law would suggest, the second they hang up, Kate walks through the door. Soaking wet, and she's just kind of like, it's over.
Yeah, she just got her ass whooped by a water ghost.
Water ghost, and then Agent, what's-her-face, got her by surprise, too. So like she's kind of like, I'm over this day. I'm over this life.
Well, she's not over the life. She's just like, yo, you need to get the fuck up out of this shit. You need to go.
But, she tells Bette, it's done for you. You're not going back outside as plebe or whatever.
Yeah, she took Batman's advice. She was like, bad things happen to sidekicks, man. And... need to know what's going on before you continue with her. And she was like, yeah, I'm not putting her out there in this shit. She handled it very poorly, but I understood. She's like, yo, you don't need to be out here in this shit.
Yeah, so she was just kind of like, you know, we're not doing this. I'm not training you no more. You're not going back out with me. It's just not happening. So, and Bette doesn't understand why, and she doesn't realize that, you know, she, like, Kate had this conversation with Batman and also with Agent Chase, like, up her ass. Like, she's like, nah, I'm not getting you caught up in this shit.
Yeah, you know, Bat people, as a rule, just aren't very good at communication. So, you know.
So it's just kind of like, meh, all right. I don't need to see you in your utility suit anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Kate's just, because like Kate like is also like going through like the traumatization of seeing her sister hallucinated or whatever, or miraged. And, you know, knowing her backstory, it's like, no, you are definitely not going out.
And yeah, so you're experiencing this shit.
And then so, because, like, you know, Bette's not having it, Bette's not trying to hear it, Kate tries to, you know, cut deep. Like, she tries to, you know, just kind of just going back and just kind of coming at her. Even after all that stuff that Batwoman just went through, Luna still wants and trusts the water. Silly kid. So, like, you know, she just kind of goes off, and then Bette goes off, and she was like, you know, you wouldn't have, like, you know, you're such a control freak, and if your mom and your sister hadn't died, you wouldn't be like this. And I was like, damn, bitch, that's no, mad.
She told her, like, if you, even if your mother and sister hadn't died, you'd have driven them off anyway. And I'm just like, well, fuck, bruh.
Like, that was uber hurtful.
Yeah, man. That was rude as fuck. That was uncalled for, all right?
But Kate literally was just kind of like, she just took it because she was like, if it gets you to leave, fuck. Like,
yeah. Granted, she did just basically, in order to get rid of it, told her she wasn't
shit. You ain't shit. I love when we do that, man. I love that. Stop.
Oh, man.
So, you know, it's just kind of like, damn, like, that was cold.
It was. Even for somebody who enjoys telling people they ain't shit, that was fucked up.
But, yeah, so Bette leaves, and then, you know, it kind of transfers over to we see Agent Chase. She goes and she talks to Kate's father because she's still trying to figure out who is Batwoman, and she has her ideas. Hi, Bear. And, you know, she talks a little bit about his history with Batwoman, trying to be like, do you think you have any idea who it is? Or what? Like, who do you think it is? And then she starts trying to talk about, are you proud of your daughter the way she is? Because he came at her about, is your father proud about the way that you conduct yourself and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that was a response to her, though. Like, she came at him that way first. He was just like, right. Oh, well, is, you know, tell me, is your father proud of you? You want to come at me about my daughter? You proud of what you're doing? Would your dad be proud of the shit you're doing?
Right. Fuck
out of my house.
Is he proud of the fact that you working for this skeleton dude?
Yeah, yeah. You,
your boss is dead. Like, what are you doing?
Hanging out with a cigar-smoking skeleton.
Which I don't even understand how that works. How does this nigga eat? Like, does he eat?
I don't know if he eats. I think, like, I forget. I looked him up.
Does he pee? Does he do anything? Do any of his bodily systems work?
It's a very good question.
I just have, like, so many questions. Like, he's literally a living dead person.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We can come back to that later. And I figure, you figure her, like, Kate's dad's probably annoyed anyway. Like, she annoyed him during his afternoon swim. Last thing I want to do after my swim is being interrogated about my fucking daughter and fucking being saved.
Yeah, man. Well, by the way, the whole thing about Agent Bones, I looked him up before. He's like some weird experiment gone wrong. So he's not actually dead.
He just looks it?
Yeah, he secretes like toxins and shit. And he, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's all kinds of fucked up. But yeah. That's his thing. That's why he's a skeleton, I guess. I guess the toxins he secretes like melted off his skin or something. I don't know.
Ew.
I made that up, but that's probably what it is. I'm going to assume that's what it is. I know he's like has like little toxins secreting off of him and shit, but I don't know if that's why he ain't got no skin.
That might make sense. In one of the frames, he's wearing gloves while he's holding the phone.
Makes sense.
So maybe he doesn't want to melt his phone.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he melted off his skin and all his internal organs, yet he's somehow alive, which means he doesn't have to eat because he ain't got to maintain no internal organs.
This is true. Okay.
Smoking cigar, even though he ain't got no lungs.
But wouldn't, see, now I'm curious, is the toxins that eke off his person, are they not flammable?
I don't know, probably not.
I guess not if he's smoking cigars, like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure out how he smokes cigars without no lungs.
He just probably inhales it and that's it.
But how do you inhale? You don't have no lungs. You don't breathe.
How does he talk if he can't breathe? Like,
these are all questions. These are all very good questions that we have no answers to.
Let me figure out who wrote this comic and go find them.
We don't have to figure it out. We can easily look it up. I just don't
rough them up a little bit. And
like, hey, does this nigga breathe?
How does he do anything?
Yeah.
Anywho. So Kate's father leaves and Agent Chase calls Director Bones and is like, he's not talking. He's not going to crack. He's been doing this for a very, 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 very long time. He's immune to the bullshit. And
Bones was like, yeah, no shit. I didn't expect him to.
Right. Like, I don't know what made you think he was going to be an easy nut to crack. Ha. But he was like, well, go after the sidekick instead. For someone who really doesn't know who Batwoman is, they know a lot about her fucking life.
How you figure?
Because they know she has a sidekick and everything. How would you know where to find her?
Well, everybody knows she has a sidekick. They've seen them out.
But I mean, like, how would you know? Like, she does approach Bet at some point. So it's like, how do you know how to find her?
When does she approach Bet?
Doesn't she approach Bet at some point? Or maybe I'm bugging.
No, they just find her knocked the fuck out in the next issue. They don't even know it's her at first, and they figure it out.
Okay. I don't know why I thought she was approached. Maybe I'm just thinking about when Maggie was approached in the issue before.
Yeah, wrong blonde. I know they all look alike. It's okay.
It happens. So while Kate is washing off her wet evening,
giggity.
Someone is also suiting up. So it's funny, as Kate is unrobing, someone is suiting up. And then, you know, Maggie just decides to show up, which is all this problematic things happening around Kate. I don't like anyone just showing up at my apartment.
Yeah, I don't know why she answered the door. I wouldn't have.
Right. I'd be like, look, I'm out. Like, I'm done. I'm asleep.
You didn't call ahead of time. I'm not here.
Right. This doesn't exist. The doorbell does not exist to me.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know you hear the dog barking. Yeah, he's here. I'm not here.
Especially at my building. My building doesn't have a buzzer. So literally, if you don't tell me ahead of time, I'm not answering the door. If I'm not expecting a delivery or someone, I'm not home.
Nope.
But so Kate does open the door and she goes, oh, shit. And she was like, even she said what you said. You could have called. How you just show up here? And Maggie was like, I did call. And some girl answered, who's that?
Who's the bitch?
That's my cousin. Oh, really?
Yeah, see. And I've gone through this.
I said what I said. It's my cousin.
Once again, it's my cousin. And here's the thing. It's all true.
It is.
I've seen it happen. Like, my cousin Randy, like, a girl called his phone one time, and my sister, just being an asshole, was in the background, was like, who are you talking to on the phone? Like, shit. Fucking what? Who is that?
Your sister's fun. Your sister sounds like a fun time.
Oh, man. Yeah. She makes me laugh sometimes. But it's not me. Yeah.
But, so Maggie was just kind of like, well, tell me what's going on. And
she just starts, you know, shit.
She starts crying. Like, and this is the side of Kate that a lot of people don't really get to see like that.
Yeah, being vulnerable and shit.
Right. Because fuck that shit. Why would I ever want to be?
Yeah. Then Maggie quotes Winston Churchill.
If you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, man. Which logically makes sense. If you're going through hell, why would you stop while you in hell?
Right. Like, yeah. Get to the good place.
Yeah, keep going, you know? Keep going.
Have you ever watched The Good Place before?
Even if you don't get out. I mean, it's better than just sitting there in hell. You know, at least try to get out.
What? True. Have you ever watched The Good Place before?
Negative.
It's a good show.
I've heard.
But yeah, so, you know, they start heating up a little bit. Not a little bit. They heat up.
About to say, what you mean a little bit?
And while that's happening, the weeping woman is fucking preying on another fucking kid.
Yeah, she's still on her bullshit.
Summer 2019 on my bullshit.
Having her a hot girl summer, for real.
Yeah, for real. Because literally after that, you see Bette on a ledge dressed as, what's her name, Flamebird or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm just making up, is that true? I'm just making shit up? Okay. She's literally having a hot girl summer.
Mm-hmm. Like literally hot because it's Flamebird. I get it. I see what you did there.
And that would be the end of issue 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
That took a long time.
Yeah, I know. I won't take as long with the next one.
That was partially my fault, though. So
we took a lot of detours. It's okay.
Yeah.
That happens. We're having great conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So then we start with the next issue 4. And you see Bette is now taking on the city. Cause she's like, fuck this. If you're not going to train me, I'll train myself.
Well, she was already a Titan before. So she was just like, yeah, fuck that. I don't need no training. I'll just go back out as Flamebird and do my thing.
This is. And then while that's going on, Maggie and Kate are having sex.
They are.
Full-on sex.
They are.
While Flamebird is saving the city.
She,
Well, she's fighting the weeping woman.
Well, she was fighting some dudes first, some the gang that was out there. She calls them Tiny Tongs, which I have to assume she was saying they had small penises, which is funny to me.
You know, it's what we do. We make fun of dicks, and we kick ass.
There you go.
And then the weeping woman comes up and she's like, you know, she's still doing her bullshit. Like, you shouldn't have come out here. Like, you're going to regret this and all that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. You know, typical bad guy stuff.
Mm-hmm. You'll rue this day.
But she's like following her while she's fighting. And I'm assuming like on some level she gets distracted and this dude with a hook for a hand.
Yeah, this
fucks
Frankie
her up.
Nigga. Like, who the fuck are you?
Like, where'd you come from? Like, I thought we were fighting Asians and you just came up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so, you know, she gets fucked up and she's left for dead.
Yeah.
And this is literally what Kate was trying to protect her from. But then we get told what the title of this issue is. Hydrology 4. Estuary. They need to make these more clear in writing.
Say that again.
Estuary is the name of the issue.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, they need to make the font clearer. Like, it's a cool effect that they're doing. Can't read the shit.
Yeah. So when you just let an artist run loose without reining them in a little bit.
Right. We want you to have creative freedom, but just dial it back, like, 0.2 degrees. But so Bette looks like she's dying, but she's not. But you know, it's gonna suck for her. Mm-hmm. And what?
No, we're just agreeing with you.
Okay. And Kate and Maggie, you know, they're having pillow morning talk.
Yeah.
And while
when Maggie talks about how she don't ever sleep at night anyway, because every time she, you know, goes to sleep, she sees all these portraits that families give them of their children, and it freaks her out that they always use for a recent photo, and they always give them a school portrait, and they're like, yeah, they always want to remember their family member smiling and shit. She thinks it's weird.
I get that, because I feel like, I don't know, most of the photos I have of Luna in my phone, they're not all smiling. They're just all kind of just like general photos of her.
Well, now I feel like if was missing any of the photo, I'm like, man, just go to the Instagram.
But I feel like to make sure you get a photo, like an easy photo to find, that you know that their face is straight on, mm-hmm. that you're going to see their full features.
Yeah.
Because like, I have a bunch of photos and Luna could be just like literally like looking to the side or anything. Because the second my phone comes out, she may smile, she may stop and pose, or she may be like, uh-uh. Like, so, you know, it depends. But, you know, Agent Chase and her team come across Bette, or Flamebird, and she's just like, well, she's still alive. The MD's like, she's still alive. And she's like, good, because now we're going to take that mask off. Not that it matters if whether she's dead or alive. You can still take the mask off regardless, but it's kind of just like that was a weird statement to say.
Yeah, they'll take the mask off after they get her somewhere. So they're like,
yeah. Not outside, but you know, somewhere quiet.
Yeah. They need to get information from her first.
But so they figure out that they see her face. They know, like, they know her face, but they don't know that Bette. So I was like, you might know. So I'm like, they know Bette is Flamebird, but they don't know that Bette is Bette. So they know this is probably her sidekick, but they don't know who Bette is to her. Does that make sense?
No.
So Flamebird is Batwoman's sidekick, but they don't have her actual identity.
That makes sense.
Yes. So they know what Flamebird's. They know what Flamebird identity is, but they don't know like her physical identity. But they don't know who she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Batman wipes everything clean.
Because he has that kind of power.
Yeah, man. You got that Wayne money.
I don't understand why no one has either put that together. Like, yo, where do you get the time and the money for all these gadgets and tools? And it's like, might it perhaps be our favorite Playboy who's always disappearing at a drop's notice?
Yeah, but he's also, like, done things in times where he's, you know, been in the same place in time as Batman, because there have been times when, you know, Dick Grayson had donned the cape and cowl and shit. And so he's taken measures.
True. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then so, Kate, as Batwoman, is following a lead. Is following a lead, but before I go into that, Agent Chase is asking Bat about Batwoman's identity. Because, you know, she's half dead. She's like half like alive and like probably on hella mad drugs. And she just gave up Kate's name. Like,
well, she didn't directly ask her who Batwoman was. She was just like, yo, you're about to die. Who can we call? Because we don't want you to die alone and shit.
But she led her right to Kate, man. I'm just like, wow, you bugging, girl.
You just said she was heavily medicated. She thought she was about to die.
I know. Like,
who can we call to be with you when you die? And she names Kate, which you would naturally do, you know?
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying. But meanwhile, Kate is out here following a lead on the Weeping Woman case. And, you know, she's trying to figure out more about the woman and, you know, how did we get here? Like, and all that shit. And so she's like, I think she's talking to, I believe, her dad, her father, like the Weeping Woman's actual father.
Yeah, she well, yeah, that she figures out that it's this woman, Maria Salvaje. And then, yeah, yeah. So she goes to that dude's father, and he's all crying. It's my fault. I gave her her first drink, and blah, 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 blah.
I didn't know I had grandchildren. Yeah, I didn't know I had grandchildren, and da, 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 da. Like, oh, that must be horrible.
Yeah.
To find out you had grandchildren, and to also find out they're dead.
At the same time.
Yeah. At the same damn time.
Yeah.
And then so, you know, she leaves him be and all that such. And so then we get towards the end while Kate is reading about, she's reading about some dead shit. It's weird. We find out that Director Bones is now in Gotham. So things are starting to heat up and pick up.
Yeah. Chase called him like, hey, I'm sorry to bring you to this city. I know this city is shitty. And you're like, yeah, I know, but whatever.
It's not a great city.
I mean, yeah, Gotham sucks, man. I don't know why anybody lives there.
Gotham is like if you took all the hood parts of all the major metros and put them in one city.
And added a killer psychopathic clown.
Yeah. So if you took like the bad part of Chicago, the bad part of New York City, like the bad parts of probably Compton or wherever in LA, and then just put them all in one city where there's no good part of town, that's Gotham.
Yeah. One of those cities. I don't know why anybody lives there. That and whatever city the Power Rangers are in. I don't know why.
And then take, and then also just take the whole state of Florida and also put it there.
Look, look.
That at that leads up to the whole killer psycho clown part.
Look. Look, you are not going to characterize the entire state by Florida man. All right, there's only one. You know, it's just
Florida man, Florida woman. Like,
look, 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 look. It's not everybody in Florida's fault that Florida man ain't got no chill. All right,
I know it's not their fault that he is the ambassador for Florida, but he is the ambassador for Florida. No normal shit happens in Florida.
Yeah, but at the same time, there is no city like Miami.
All you guys got is a bunch of booze, a bunch of cocaine, a bunch of gators, some Mickey Mouse, and hurricanes.
There is no city like Miami. Like,
I know there's not.
There is nothing.
I want to go back.
Like, fuck. Like, if I didn't have to
my
work.
My wallet doesn't want to go back, but I want to go back.
Like, if this I didn't have true. To pay bills and work, I would live in Miami. Miami is, like, the happiest place in the world. I promise you.
Outside of Disney?
No. No. Including Disney. Miami is the happiest place on earth.
I feel like you got to be, like, really drunk to really be happy in Miami.
Not necessary at all.
Okay. But, yeah, so Director Bones gets off the helicopter and he goes, there's no way I'm missing what comes next. Which makes me wonder what the fuck is coming next.
It's a good question because I want to know too.
Well, it's a good thing we're going to go into issue 5 now anyway, so we get to find out maybe what's happening next.
Yeah.
So let's just dive on into it because it's not a long one either. So, issue 5, we see Kate is in the place where Maria was killed and all that stuff. And, you know, the weeping woman is there and she's, this is not the right notes. Yes, she is. She's in, the, yeah, sorry. There was like a thing right before in the beginning and I was just like, this doesn't make any sense to me. This is issue 5.
You can't understand your own notes, people.
It's because I'm going from notes and I'm also referencing, like, you know, certain panels too at the same time because it's easier for me to go along with both. But, like, the first, because I feel like even when I read this, I was probably just like, well, this is random. How did we get here? And then it got you to the beginning. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, it was because she knows that it's she's pretty much positive that, you know, the weeping woman is Maria. She was like, yeah, this is where your kids died and this is where you killed yourself. So
right, I'm talking about the one part in the beginning where it's talking about Kate, like she is Batwoman.
Oh yeah, she's like, sitting there. Yeah, you know, they do a little exposition at the beginning of all of them though.
But like this one didn't really go with the story as much as I was thinking about it and trying to think and trying to read notes with it. But it's okay. It's just, we all know I'm stupid sometimes, so it's okay.
Yeah, they're just letting you know this is who Batwoman is. Just recapping her story because you know this right. might be somebody's first issue of Batwoman.
This is true. I wish it. I hope it's not, because then you're really lost on the
You'd
story.
You'd be very confused, yes, but yeah. You know, you never know.
This is true, but this is Hydrology 5, evapotranspiration. That is three words put together. They are not slick. So you know, Kate's in the area where Maria, the weeping woman, was most where she died.
Mm-hmm. Called out.
I don't know why my notes say Kate is where Maria killed me.
I don't know either.
I'm very alive, Travis.
You sure?
No.
Yeah, neither am I. Luckily, we're not in the same room, so it's okay.
I talk about dying a lot. Who knows?
As long as I'm not around when it happens, you know. Because I've said some things that would make me a very easy suspect, so.
Yep. Yes.
Like, I've commented on killing you several times, so we need to just...
And if it's not you, it'd be Matt would be the next suspect.
Oh, man. He may or may not be on his way to you right now. But, Fuck.
Don't scare me like that. That's like a 12-hour drive, and I feel like if he was really determined, he would do it. I know I'm going to get, like, an angry comment from this.
Probably. Fine.
But anywho, so the weeping woman is making Kate revisit old horrors of hers, mostly about, like, you know, her sister and some but also stuff with, I believe, Maria's life,
which it's is all kind of merging together at the same time.
Yeah, so it's not just, you know, Kate's horrors, it's her, it's also Maria's horror. So things that,
yeah, it's like, you know, Kate trying to counter what she's doing, I believe.
Yeah. But yeah, so, and her sister, like, you know, her sister comes up and she's reliving her sister dying and all that such, and it's just, it's not a good time. It's not a good time for Kate.
Yeah. But eventually she gets the better of it because she, yeah, basically says, fuck that and fuck you.
Right, and she sets her on fire and burns down the boathouse.
It's one of those things where you wonder, how does she figure out that would work?
Because she probably watches Supernatural, and they went over this in the first fucking episode.
That you use fire on water ghosts?
Yeah. You salt them and everything.
It's been so long since I saw the first episode of Supernatural. Just means it went on for far too long. But anyway, go ahead.
You know, it's fun. It's funny because since it's going into its 15th season, this is another sidetrack. Someone was talking about how it the show is ending 10 years after it really should have ended. So season 5 is when a lot of people say. But you know how
they literally beat Satan.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's where it should have ended, right there.
But you know how, like, when you make a deal with the Crossroads Demon, you get 10 years of a deal. And someone was like, yo, who made a deal? There's a fan out there more loyal than I am that gave up their soul for the show to go on for another 10 years.
Not worth it at all.
It's been a good time, though.
Yeah, for the first 5 years.
But anywho, she burns down the boathouse because she needs to get rid of it. But also in Supernatural, driving the car through her house also destroyed her because it was what was holding her to the earth. or on this plane. So maybe she didn't really throw the fire on her, but burning the boathouse down would also get rid of her.
You say
anywho, I do say so. So then we see a photo of, I want to say that's Kate and her dad, and I'm going to assume her sister.
Oh, you skipped the part where she was just like, they made her do it.
Oh, yeah, Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
Medusa, yeah, which I'm hoping we find out more about, but I feel like that has something to do with Director Bones on some level, or maybe it's something worse than Director Bones. I don't know. I'm just kind of, what's the word?
Hypothesizing?
No. Speculating.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to use speculating.
Okay.
And, you know, she has, like, she really can only tell her so much, and she's like, Medusa, what the fuck is Medusa? Which means we're just, this series is going to get even deeper. It's not just about a weeping woman.
Yeah.
But yes, now we see the picture of Kate, her dad, and I'm going to assume her sister because it's another redheaded girl.
Yeah, that's her sister.
And she cuts her dad out of the photo. She's really angry at her dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she put the photo up and like, yeah, help me out here. Don't actually talk, though, because then I'll be crazy and they got to put me in Arkham.
And she walks out. And Agent Chase and Director Bones are in her fucking kitchen.
Yeah, just in her house.
Like, niggas just let yourselves, right. And to add insult to injury, my nigga is over here smoking a cigar in her kitchen. How you know she's not asthmatic? How you know she's okay with having that smell in her apartment? Because you know that shit's going to stay in there for a minute.
Well, as far as whether or not she's asthmatic, I'm sure they've done their research there, but... being okay with having the smell in the house, I don't think he gives a shit.
I see he doesn't.
When you're just a skeleton like that, I really don't think you give a shit about a lot of things.
He also does not look that tall. The way, like, he's super high up off that stool.
Yeah.
But anywho, he said, sorry, Kate, I couldn't find an ashtray because I don't smoke, motherfucker.
Yeah. Maybe you just shouldn't smoke in my fucking house.
Right. And so, you know, she comes at Agent Chase, and Agent Chase pulls a gun on her, and it's just like, bitch, what? First, you break and enter into my home, and now you trying to pull a gun on me? You lucky we not in a stand your ground state. Because you would be dead. And then so, instead, they're offering Kate a job. And all that stuff, and they tell her about Flame Bird. Yeah, but I still don't know. Like, I don't know if she, huh?
That it's not really an offer. It's more of a you do what the fuck we say. Or shit's gonna go bad.
But they were just like, they show her Flame Bird's suit, and she's like, what did y'all do? What did you do to her? And they're like, we didn't do nothing. We just found it. It's like they do it like what kids do. I found it like that, mommy. I didn't break your expensive vase that you can only get from like Thailand during a certain time of the year, every 50,000 years. I just found it like that.
I mean, they really did find her like that, though. So
they did. But I mean, as a parent of someone of a child that breaks things, I still wouldn't believe her. I could have video proof of that it wasn't her, and I'd still be like, you're lying about something. I know you are. Because children lie. But yeah, you know, he's like, so Director Bones is pretty much like, so how about it, Kate? You ready to serve your country? Even though this country's a piece of shit?
Hey.
Okay, let me stop before we get shut down.
Yeah, man.
Can't get shut down on episode 2. It's in bad form.
Told you about that. Only time we're allowed to bash America is when we're talking about Supergirl.
America. Fuck yeah. Is that better?
I only sing that song on the 4th of July.
Did you sing it this past 4th of July?
Well, I did. Posted it on my Facebook and everything.
Okay. But anywho, so now Kate goes to see Bette. And she, like, you know, pretty much it's kind of like she's sad and she's mad at herself at the same time. She's just kind of like, damn it, Bette. Like, you shouldn't have been out there. But it's also like, damn it, Kate. You should have had a better eye on her. You know, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And Batman shows up warn her about working with the DEO. Huh?
Yeah, he's not.
He's not what?
He's not pleased.
Oh, yeah, nah. He's like, I told you to get out this life sooner than later. Now here we are. And now you also going to work for the DEO? Mm-mm. Can't have that, sweetheart. And he comes to warn her about them. And he was just like, he's going to make you choose, and it's going to cross some kind of moral barrier that you know you have. And then what are you going to do?
We shall see.
And then we go over, and after that, Batwoman goes to see Mr. and Mrs. Lopez about their children.
And she promised back in, what was it, issue one?
Yeah, one or zero. One.
Zero was one. Like this, yeah.
It was Batman's issue.
Yeah.
Like back in one, where she was just like, the weeping woman is gone. She ain't going to take no more kids. I still haven't found yours, but I'm still going to do it. Eventually.
Yeah, alive.
Right. But like, okay, so like my only question about that line is, I don't know if your children are still alive, but if they are, I swear to you that I'll bring them home. Now, if they are dead, would she still bring them home?
No, she just leave the bodies there. Leave that for the cops. Like, hey, bodies. Y'all go get them. I'm going to be out. I'm never going to talk to those parents again because I fucked up here. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
I should have never said I would find them and bring them home. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Mobby.
I will soldier on, which is an ironic thing to say after Director Bones asks if she's ready to serve her country.
Yeah.
And also because she's a whole army brat, but you know. But that is issue five.
That is issue five.
But yeah, so I hope you guys are, you know, reading along with us and also watching along with us as well as we are watching Batwoman and all that shit with the show. And, you know, this does go along with Fresh Air of Tomorrow. And so the Facebook page for this source material is still on there. And the link for that is facebook.com/groups/Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow, where we do try to post memes and we try to keep conversation going in there. You can feel free to join that group whenever you feel like it and add some stuff in there. Give us some insights.
I don't wait till you feel like it. Do it now.
Okay, do it now. Do it now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. When they feel like it, they might not ever feel like it. Do it anyway. Just do it now. You ain't
do it now. It's a quick. Just go on the Facebook app. Just search us. Super Flash Era of Tomorrow. It'll pop up.
Boom. Real quick.
We'll be right there waiting. Literally waiting. I'm going to sit here till you do it. Do it. I'm not. you know, we also have our regular Creation Magazine page, which is facebook.com/Creation Magazine. I always think there should be a pages in there, but it's not. If you are a wrestling fan, I'm not. But this guy is. They also have a show called Smackin' It Raw. Travis, what's the link for that?
That is facebook.com/groups/Smackin' It Raw.
And there's no G in smacking. They're very ebonics correct with it.
Smacking. SMACKIN.
Like, stop smacking that gum.
Exactly.
And then, if you were a Game of Thrones fan, and emphasis on the were, not just because it's over, but because of how it finished. I'm not going to stop being angry about it. That whole season can just burn in hell.
Oh, man.
You can check out our former episodes on the last, what, two seasons?
Yeah.
The last couple of seasons on our website, on our website, in our Facebook group for that. And that's facebook.com/group/Dem Thrones. That's them with a D and no H. If you're a Westworld fan, because that will be back at some point.
Sometime. Aaron Paul next season.
And Kid Cudi, like, fuck Aaron Paul. Kid Cudi's in it, like. Sorry. But Aaron Paul is also very amazing. But, you know, you want to catch up on some episodes for that. We have covered both seasons of Westworld, and that is facebook.com/group/WildWildWestworld. Do we have any other pages? No, that's it.
No, that's all of them.
But you can also find us on, you know, Twitter and Instagram and all the other great social media platforms. Actually, that's it. But you can find me at Marad Shark. That's MaradaSharK. And that's the same on both Twitter and Instagram. Where can they find you, Travis?
They can find me on both the Twitters and the Instagrams at Sir_CussALot. That is at Sir_CussALott.
And one of our other members who doesn't come on this show or Super Flashy, but he always does love unsolicited dick pics.
He does.
You can send them to his Instagram, his Twitter, and his Snapchat, and it's Johnny Jums on everything. JONNYJUMS. All the unsolicited dick pics, small, big, cut, uncut, pulled back or not pulled back. I don't understand what I'm saying anymore. I don't have a dick.
Smooth, with warts, whatever, you know?
Right. He likes it all. Send them to him. Do it.
Do it.
On our next episode, we'll give you his phone number so you can just text them to him next. But that's all. I'm going to let you guys go. We'll catch you guys on our next episode. 6, 7, and 8. Catch up. Do it. We'll see you next time on Source Material.
Babe. Bye.